Musician Elliott Smith died yesterday in an apparent suicide. The 34-year-old singer-songwriter struggled with drug addiction throughout his career, which included 5 critically acclaimed solo albums and an Oscar nomination for Best Song. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
In a 1998 interview with member station WBUR in Boston, Elliott Smith said he didn't like to search for meaning in his music.
I avoid situations where I'm supposed to account for myself to people, you know? I mean, because it's impossible. Somebody might know what I'm about, but it probably wouldn't be me, because I'm the one who's doing it. I like melody. I like all the bands I've heard who liked words and melody, and that. Further than that, I don't really know. I just make up songs, you know?
First the mic, then a half second.
Elliott Smith never had a platinum record, despite a short-lived major label contract, and the boost given to his career when director Gus Van Sant used several of his songs in the soundtrack for Good Will Hunting. Music critic Terry Sawyer says Elliott Smith enjoyed a steadfast following of fans and fellow musicians. And, he says, music writers adored him.
He has this kind of heart-scuffed poignancy about him and the ability to, like, just effortlessly snare a really touching melody.
Smith started carrying melodies around in his head as a child in Dallas, Texas. He loved Nick Drake, Simon and Garfunkel, and the Beatles. As an adult, his songs detailed his battle with alcohol and heroin, often with ferociously self-loathing lyrics.
Your hand on his arm, a stacked charm around your neck, strung out and thin, calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb, that's what you've come to expect. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay.
Elliott Smith's body was found by his girlfriend with a knife wound to his chest, most probably self-inflicted. He was pronounced dead at a hospital in Los Angeles yesterday.
Fake it through the day with some help from Johnny Walker Red.
Musician Connor Oberst of the band Bright Eyes says Elliott Smith's music profoundly influenced his own work. He says sometimes when you're not feeling good, you have to listen to really sad music, like Elliott Smith's.
I think he just wrote the sweetest, saddest, most gentle songs, you know?
Oberst says he likes to listen to Elliott Smith's songs when he can't find anyone to talk to on the phone. And how sad, he observes, that through his music, Smith had the ability to answer feelings in others that he was unable to answer in himself. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And I try to be, but you know me, I come back when you want me to. Do you miss me? Miss misery.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.